Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the call-in talk radio program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's me, your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass, and joining me,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from Healthline.com that is highlighting non-consensual internal exams of medical patients who have not consented to such. These are apparently, according to this article, routinely done to patients who are put under anesthesia, even when the procedure is not necessary for these particular patients.
Well, I'll tell you what. I spent a lot of time taking people to hospitals, taking my wife to hospitals when she was dying of cancer. And if you're going to a hospital or someone you love is going to a hospital, there should be at least two people there. I mean, you and the patient, somebody else and the patient.
Right.
And I guarantee, if someone goes to the hospital with me, and I go out for a Snickers bar and come back and they're doing that, there's going to be a bloody-ass doctor on the floor wishing that he hadn't done what he just did. I guarantee.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and there should be. This practice is absurd, to say the least.
Yeah.
And the problem, apparently, is widespread. Two-thirds of medical students in Oklahoma...
that wasn't intended as a pun, was it?
I didn't even say that.
Forget it. Just go on.
No, Captain
Pretend
Context,
it never happened.
Captain
Pretend
Context
happened.
Entered the building, and yeah, I see where you're going.
Yeah. Oh.
That was the sentence. The problem is
it
widespread.
Had to be said. It just shouldn't have been said. Fair to say.
The article continues. Two-thirds of medical students in Oklahoma reported being asked to perform pelvic exams on patients who hadn't consented. 90% of medical students surveyed in Philadelphia performed this same exam on patients who were
anesthetized.
Thank you.
Like your tongue.
Not without knowing how many had actually consented. So these students had no idea whether these patients consented or not. And their instructor was like, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Don't do it. Do the thing.
Well, if you're human, you're supposed to ask these things.
Well, this reminds me of...
Has this person consented to this?
Right. This reminds me of the Milgram experiments, right?
Yeah.
And like, they got a guy in a lab coat, and they go, oh, the guy in the lab coat said I should do it. He's an authority. I should just go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The article continues. Recently, several medical students around the country reported to the Associated Press that they, too, had conducted pelvic exams on unconscious patients and didn't know if any of them had actually given consent. Many in the medical community scoff at the idea that this is unethical or could be considered assault, since this has been standard practice for years.
Oh, so if you do it all the time, it's okay.
Yeah, just because it's routine does not make it ethical.
Yeah.
There's also a common
piss in your eye all the time. You still won't like it.
Right. Oh, but it's routine. We all urinate in the patient's eye.
Yeah.
That's part of our standard operating procedure. There's also a common view in hospitals that if a patient already consented to surgery, and since surgery in and of itself is invasive, then an additional consent for a pelvic exam isn't needed.
Right. Because, you know, if I've consented to you, you know, cleaning my ear out, obviously that's all of my orifices, except it's kind of not.
If you take your car to the mechanic and they go, you need a new alternator replaced, and you go, okay, go ahead, replace the alternator, does that mean that they're also going to replace your muffler?
Yeah. Yeah, we broke your brakes taking them apart. You're going to have to replace some of them. Well, why did you take my brakes apart? I never told you to do that.
Consenting to a medically necessary surgery, however, doesn't mean a patient also consents to a stranger entering the room afterward and inserting their fingers into their vagina.
It's true.
I mean, I can't believe that.
How is that not obvious? I'm sorry, I stole your thought.
You did, but
I stole your words there.
I was having a hard time.
Everything from you. I'm bad.
Illiterate. Well, don't steal my money.
Okay.
Steal my thunder. That's fine.
All right. Do you have any thunder?
Well, you stole it already, so.
Damn. I'll
steal some back. Next time you get up and go have a smoke or whatever, I'll get some thunder back.
There you go.
Internal pelvic exams, by their very nature, differ from other types of exams done on other body parts. If we accept this standard, that the status quo should just remain, especially as it relates to patient care, then unethical practices would never be challenged. Hospitals often rely on the fact that since most patients don't know this exam was performed, they can't do anything about it after. But if this practice is as benign as many medical professionals claim, why not get consent?
Yeah, why not? Why not make it clear? Yeah.
If they don't mind, they don't mind. If they don't consent, they don't consent.
I suspect a fair amount of people would not consent to this particular procedure.
The majority of them would not consent. I would not consent, and I'm a dude.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't consent to the male analog of that.
No.
Or, you know, them making a new orifice because I didn't have one, you know, where they were.
Or any existing one, really.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's really a matter of convenience. Hospitals seem to worry that if they have to get consent, then patients will decline, forcing them to change their practices.
You think? Mm-hmm.
Derp. I derp. I believe the medical industry has gone full derp.
Yeah.
Paul Tsai, a Denver-based physician who writes about healthcare policy, reports that deliberately choosing not to ask due to fear of a no answer and instead performing the procedure anyways violates the very concept of consent, patient autonomy, and individual rights.
So basically the definition of a rape, I mean, right there. It's like, well, I think she would say yes, but you know what? I'm not going to ask just because she might
She's
say
sleeping
no.
sleeping so nicely. I wouldn't want to wake her.
Yeah.
Good God.
Hey, let's bring
What's
in
the matter with these
let's
people?
Let's bring in 10 or 12 medical students.
Right. Oh, now it's not rape because there's somebody witnessing it.
Now it's gang rape.
That's right. Right. It's 12 people that participated in this.
Oh, wait. No. We've just described democracy.
Hey, exactly. That meant the majority consented.
Right.
You know.
Some medical providers also claim that when a patient comes to a teaching hospital, they're giving implicit consent. That the patient is somehow supposed to just know that medical students can perform internal exams on them. This convenient excuse...
How far can that go? Can they just yank out your appendix? I mean, I've never taken out an appendix before. This guy looks ripe. You know, can they just do that?
He's asleep. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to say no. He doesn't mind.
And, you know, if this story were written about, you know, I don't know, some third world country that's just getting their, like, first hospital or so, you know, like, I'd be, everybody seems to always have this, like, oh, it's over there mentality to some of these stories. But no, this isn't. This isn't that. This is not only a practice that has been considered normal, but it is widespread, probably not just here in the U.S., but probably in medical practices around the globe.
I don't know. I would be very curious to find out if this was done around the globe. And it sounds like this is something that was just when the U.S. was a third world country getting its first hospital, they started doing this. And nobody ever said, you know, is that a good idea, you know? But there's a lot of things that were common practice. It was common practice to have slaves entering emptying bedpans. I don't think anybody would say that would be ethical today.
Excuses aside, the fact remains we need to stop pretending that medical trauma is an inconsequential form of trauma. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Let's show them some medical trauma.
Indeed.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Tired of cancel culture? Sick of mega tech corporations holding an axe over your head? Join the LRN.FM Matrix chat server. It's self-hosted, so no one else can tell us what to do or say. Don't like the existing channels? You can make your own. You can even connect into some of our channels from other Matrix servers. It's federated. For the full LRN.FM Matrix experience, though, you should join our server via the step-by-step instructions at chat.lrn.fm. chat.lrn.fm.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thank you for tuning in this evening. It is the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Our telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160, should you wish to join us in this conversation. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Hey, it's Ian.
And nobody.
We've been talking about this article from Healthline.com about internal medical exams performed on people without their consent that appear to be a matter of routine standard operation for many medical facilities in the U.S.
Wow. And elsewhere. And people, the amazing thing is people still trust the medical profession somehow, even after all of the horrible things that they do.
Well,
malpractice has killed more people than COVID easily.
And then there's people who go, we want government to be the healthcare provider. Can you imagine?
Oh,
Like, let's just multiply the horror stories by, like, tenfold.
Yeah, every once in a while, I run across a guy who's black and he's arguing for single-payer medical care. And I'm like, do you think that the medical care that black folks get under single-payer would be as good as the law enforcement services that they get single-payer law enforcement? Because that doesn't seem to be working out too well for y'all, and I would advise you not to go back to that same company for any product, because they're not doing a good job.
The article continues. Patients who do find out post-op that a pelvic exam was done without their consent report feeling violated and experience significant trauma as a result.
Wow.
Huh, go figure.
I'm shocked.
Sarah Gundel, a clinical psychologist and clinical director of Octave of New York City, says that medical trauma can be just as significant as other types of trauma. A non-consensual pelvic exam is a violation just like any other type of violation, she says. In some ways, it's even more insidious because it is often being done without the patient even knowing, in a place that is supposed to protect patients. Melanie Bell, a board member for the Maryland Nurses Association, also reported during a legislative committee hearing that there are also times when patients have awakened during these exams, like what happened to Whites, and felt violated. Compounding this type of violation is that this practice isn't only unethical, but when it's done by medical students, it's almost always medically unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because they're just training these students, and they're like, well, this is what it would be like to...
There's no medical history taken, one would imagine, since they're not talking about that procedure. They're not going to say, do you have trauma in your past that's going to make this,
more difficult,
even more horrific for you than it would be for the average person?
Furthermore, these exams are overwhelmingly performed for the student's benefit and provide no medical benefit to the patient. Now, that should be your first clue, medical industry, that if you're doing a thing to a patient that's unconscious and it has no medical benefit to that patient, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
I can understand, like, if you're like...
Maybe we should teach classes in medical ethics, because we seem to be better at it than the people who are doing it now.
Does this article actually talk to anyone on the pro side of this? Because it just sort of makes the statement that this is a thing, this has happened for a long time, and it's, medically common, but it doesn't really, there's not really anybody going to bat for this, is there?
I'd like to know the names and the phone numbers of the people who support this, because I'd like to call them up and discuss it with them.
I can't say off the top of my head because I read this,
Yeah, no, that's before. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it seems like, I'm not going to say it's bad for being one-sided, but it does seem to be a little one-sided. Like, what would the person who was leading this class have to say for themselves? Is all they would have is, well, we've always done it this way. I mean, what's their best claim. Oh, well, they signed this vague statement. I mean, what is their best argument here?
And if nobody's willing to go on record saying, I order this, I order all of my medical students to do this, then that's a pretty good sign that they know they're doing wrong, mm-hmm. isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, because I would be very surprised if anybody would publicly support this. I mean, I would guess right. that they couldn't find anybody to support it on the record because nobody was willing to. Who would?
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't. I mean, it's clearly a violation of the non-aggression principle. It's clearly a violation of consent. Dr. Phoebe Friedson, a medical ethicist who has extensively studied this issue and authored a recent landmark paper on it, says the perspective of the patient is missing. Mm. Medical schools see this as an opportunity to teach the student, but the bodily autonomy and rights of the patient can't be dismissed.
Didn't they swear something about something do no harm?
Right.
To be a doctor.
Yeah, they have.
Done that yet. They're still medical students. Is the thing.
Oh, right, yeah, because they don't swear it until they
don't
become
do any
a,
harm
right.
anymore once you right. become a full-fledged doctor.
You can't swear the oath until graduation.
Yeah, get the harm out of the way while you're still a student.
Countries and states Jeez. That have banned this practice have not been limited in their ability to effectively train medical students.
Right.
There are other ways to teach that do not require a pelvic exam being performed on a patient that has not given consent and often doesn't even know what has happened while they were under anesthesia. Some hospitals, such as NYU Langone in New York City, report using paid pelvic exam volunteers.
There you go.
Idea that you guys have.
Right. Call up the sex workers and say, hey, you know, we're paying $100 an hour. Come on down. Or whatever.
Yep. To practice the exams on eliminating the issue of exams without consent. So, yeah, there's perfectly legitimate ways to accomplish the goal.
Yeah.
Why this is even a thing, is confounding to me. I don't understand it. Performing pelvic exams without consent is illegal in Hawaii, Virginia, Oregon, California, Iowa, Illinois, Utah, and Maryland.
Huh.
Legislation prohibiting this recently passed the New York legislature and is pending in other states, including Minnesota and Massachusetts. While this practice is most common with pelvic exams, many of these bills also ban non-consensual rectal and prostate exams being done on anesthetized patients as well. So
thank you.
It sounds like there are non-consensual rectal and prostate exams being performed.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
in
like.
In the same way that without consent. So
see, I wonder if this was just something that happened to women. I don't know.
Apparently not.
I don't know if I feel better or worse knowing it happens to everybody. But.
If you've got a hole, they're going to be prodding it. Apparently.
Yeah. Well. Good luck. Good luck to them. If I brought somebody.
603-283-6160.
Some doctor's going to be here, and if this hadn't happened to you in an emergency room, you'd be screwed.
The Free State Project has reached its goal of 20,000 liberty lovers who've pledged to move to New Hampshire and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Perhaps you're trying to figure out what part of New Hampshire should be your destination. If so, consider Keene. You'll find more than 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com. Keene is famous for its historic, publicity-generating activism, as well as being the Liberty Media capital of the world. It's home to freekeene.com, New Hampshire's destination for liberty activism, news, and opinion. For years, we've been compiling over 150 reasons to move to Keene at move.freekeene.com, where you'll learn about some of what's happening here and what makes Keene a great place to live. If you love Liberty, you'll probably enjoy anywhere you end up in the Shire. But do your due diligence first. Please visit move.freekeene.com for the full list of over 150 reasons to move to Keene. That's move.freekeene.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is cheering a bipartisan deal on the structure of the impeachment trial of former President Trump. The New York Democrat lays out the timing for arguments.
Each side will have ample time to make their arguments. 16 hours over 2 days for the House managers, the same for the former president's counsel. If managers decide they want witnesses, there will be a vote on that.
Facebook announced on Monday that it will take down posts with claims about vaccines that health organizations or its fact-checkers deem false. Facebook adding that they will begin enforcing this policy immediately, adding that the focus will be on publishers, groups, and accounts that violate its rules. Twitter made that same announcement regarding vaccines in December. The Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all ending the day after the Super Bowl in positive territory. USA Radio News. One of the deadliest avalanches in Utah history claims four skiers.
A deadly avalanche swept eight skiers down a Utah mountain Saturday, killing four. The victims, all in their 20s, included three Salt Lake City residents. They were part of two separate groups caught in the avalanche in Mill Creek Canyon. Four survivors, all men who ranged from 23 to 38 years of age, had dug themselves and the victims out of the snow before being rescued. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Twitter is considering subscription fees for some of its products to reduce the company's dependence on advertising revenues. Some ideas include the ability for users to pay the people they follow for exclusive content or charging for advanced services like TweetDeck, the undo send feature, and other profile customization options. Experts believe the company would benefit from a more steady revenue stream as its United States market has started to flatten. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Our telephone number in the studio here is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join us in conversation. Again, 603-283-6160. We'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
Nobody!
Nice. And I wanted to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth, but some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to the wallet programmers to encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade.
With two D's.
Upgrade. we'll go to your calls and thoughts. I just wanted to finish off the last couple thoughts here on this article. There are some legislators apparently speaking out on this topic of non-consensual pelvic exams, rectal exams, and other
Wrecked
sorts of
hell. Damn near killed them.
Yeah. And it's not just legislators that are speaking out. The American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, ACOG, has denounced this practice, stating pelvic exams with anesthetized patients that are performed for teaching purposes should only be done with informed consent. Duh. Some medical schools...
And that goes for every other procedure yeah. as well, guys. Just in case you weren't aware, it's like... You shouldn't be doing anything to us that we didn't agree to pay you for. If you want to do something unnecessary, then you've got to pay us.
Yeah, I hate to be Captain Obvious here, but, I mean, you would think...
You are the captain.
You would think that that would go without having to be stated, but no. We
yeah.
gotta wait for people to be non-consensually examined for this to... come to light. When speaking of her own traumatic experience, White said, when the medical community does not value a patient's bodily autonomy, it has a very negative impact on patient care. Consent should be fundamental in medicine, but exams like these undermine the very premise of doing no harm, thank you, Ian, to patients yes. that medical providers have sworn to heal. And if consent is deemed optional in medical care, then where is the line drawn?
Hmm.
So
it certainly would damage my level of patient care, because as a patient, if I found out you're doing that, I wouldn't care if you were eaten by lions.
Or tigers or bears. Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Let's go to CW, who's calling in from Arizona. CW, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, howdy, Mr. Captain Obvious Kickass, Mr. Nobody, and Mr. Ian.
Hey,
how you guys doing?
What's up?
I just want to say, one of our local radio hosts that is in the K-Talks station,
mm-hmm.
he frequently goes to some of the hospitals because they try to scaremonger us and say that cases are rising and this and that and we're flooded.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? He goes in there and they freak out and they say, why are they even saying that? We have no, we're not full. We're not this. We're not that. So it's just ridiculous.
So hold on, just to clarify, and the hospital's claiming they're full, but then they say they're not full when he shows up?
The media. I think the media or the city council or whoever, because we have a doctor that's mm-hmm. on our city council and they want to close everything down. They want us to have masks. They want us shut down. They say, oh, cases, and this and that, we're overrun. But when he goes to local hospitals, there's no one there. No one, it's not overrun. It's
there's
know,
not even nurses doing TikTok videos?
It's just
they
crazy.
Laid them all
you know,
off, didn't they?
They're trying to fearmonger us, but we're not
oh, yeah.
we're not having it.
I'm curious, CW, this radio host or hosts, when they go and they go to these hospitals, do they take, you know, videos while they're there? Is it all audio? You know, what's the details there?
I think he just does it on his own time. He goes there in the afternoons and just asks them questions like the receptionist, mm-hmm. and they say, oh, shit. What are you talking about? You're crazy if they say that. No, nothing. None of that crap's happening.
So do they not watch the news? Do they not know that these things are being said?
I don't know. I think they're just trying to fearmonger us, but...
Yeah.
They're trying to make us scared. We have signs up. We have billboards saying, mask up, this and that. But you know what? Majority of us in this area, where I'm at in Mojave County, a lot of us don't wear masks. I see some people, they do, but a lot of us, we just do our thing, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Nice. Man,
and
I
hospitals
hear that.
Aren't
Good.
Overwhelmed. You know, it's just ridiculous. And I'm glad our radio host does go in there and actually gets the information and sees what's going on.
Yeah, he's going and doing his own reporting.
Us.
He's not just relying on the mainstream media to tell him the truth, because they're not.
Well, if he wants to take a video of this, I will do my best to help him promote it.
Indeed.
Oh man, I'll see if he can get a GoPro, because he needs to. See, that's the thing. You got to protect the identity of the person, so might have to blake their face out, huh?
You might. He should know the legality of that, or he could talk to somebody who does. I'm sure. I don't want to give legal advice over the.
Yeah, but I'm just tired. I'm just tired of them trying to scare us to death. You know, I'm not going to be scared to death, and I think 90% of the people that are in Mojave County aren't scared. And our city council, Luckily, we only have a couple of dummies that are in city council, and they always get rejected. We don't have our dumb mask mandate.
Yeah, you're very
usually
lucky.
City councils are full of dummies.
Yeah. So, but you know, we have a couple that are, we have a majority that are good. So.
Well, I'm glad you're not falling for the propaganda, CW, and thank you for the call today.
Indeed.
Because too many people are. And it's going to take a lot more than, you know, CW and his county and us here in New Hampshire and maybe the folks in Florida until this thing is over. It is up to all of us to not be taken in by the fear-mongering that the government is pushing via the mainstream media, to be afraid that they can institute more demands and more laws.
And there's more to it than not being taken in, because the other thing is standing up for the truth. If you don't believe it, don't put on the costume, please.
Right, you're just making
because
things worse.
They use the costume to create the illusion that there's something going on that's untoward. Right. And I'm not seeing it. I just saw week-over-week death certificates from England yesterday, and they show that deaths are exactly what you would expect them to be normally. They were out of line for a few weeks in, like, April,
right,
and now they're not. And they haven't been for many months.
Right, and we've seen similar data for the United States as well that shows that same thing. There's a bit of a spike, and then things are still within normal parameters.
Well, supposedly the number of deaths were up like 10% or something like that in 2020. So it was up.
Right. Maybe,
but I don't care.
Not in England, according to the statistics but I saw.
I saw in the U.S.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, everybody collects their own statistics.
But we're also at the point in time where, you know, we've got the boomers dying off.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So, I mean, that was a large boom in the population. So
did they have a similar boom in Great Britain?
I don't know. But either way, I'm not going to say that the boomers dying off all of a sudden would cause a 10% jump in deaths. But I'm also going to say I don't care about the 10% jump in deaths, because it's not really a concern for me, and it shouldn't be a concern for most people, because most people who are healthy are not at risk from dying from this.
Yeah. And a 10% variance in death really isn't that significant statistic.
Well, particularly from something you've got a 99% chance of recovering from.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not unusual for it to vary by 10%.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with your free subscription to the CB Industry Report. The legal cannabis market is making huge moves since the election, and the market is projected to grow to $47 billion by 2025. The companies that we've identified are set to disrupt this multi-billion dollar industry. Get your free subscription to the CB Industry Report now when you text the word NOW to 48542. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word NOW to 48542. Text NOW to 48542. And don't get left behind in 2021, where unprecedented trading ideas for you to research are waiting. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Numerical digits that you need if you'd like to join the conversation in the studio here at Free Talk Live are 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 is the number here in the studio if you would like to join the conversation. And I'm hosting the show. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
it's Ian.
I am nobody.
Yes, indeed. So we were talking about a very shocking article regarding non-consensual examinations of multiple orifice.
Orify.
Isn't that the plural of orifice?
I think it would be. Although that would mean that penises would actually be peni.
Peanut. Well, I mean, yeah, who knows? And since we're on the topic of healthcare, I found this to be disturbing. This from courthousenews.com. The Pentagon will send troops to mass vaccination sites. Here in the U.S.
Like Massachusetts?
No. So the Biden administration health officials announced that the Department of Defense would deploy troops to two vaccination sites in California in the next 10 days, with other sites in other states soon to follow.
Yeah, I'd heard that they were doing five different federal vaccination sites. This was the story I saw last week about that.
Now,
why do they need trained killers to give vaccinations?
Thank you for asking the exact same question that I had when I read this. I'm like, what part do soldiers have in providing health care to the American public?
Well, they may not be actually giving the vaccinations. They may be, you know, providing
preventing people from getting away.
That may be a factor, but you know, they could just be carrying boxes for all we know, right?
Why can't they just hire temps for that? Why have you got to be soldiers?
It's hard to find people willing to work. I mean, I'm not defending this, but it's...
Soldiers, man, we don't... I mean...
The thing is, soldiers are way more expensive than temps. So, if you think it's hard to get people to work, think how hard it is to get people to join the army. They have to make a certain amount of money for that to happen.
I don't think they're more expensive than temps. I mean, they're already being paid, so it doesn't matter where they are and what they're doing. They're already going to be paid, so they're just being signed.
It's true, but if they're getting paid for nothing, then maybe they should stop paying them, send them home, and use like 60% of that money to hire temps. You don't need, it's expensive to maintain a group of paid killers, and that's not meant as a slur, because that's exactly what they say in basic training,
right?
Is we are professional killers.
Yeah.
Not the people I want administering my medical care, because, you know, I prefer the do-no-harm thing to, you know, normally we do harm, but, you know, today we're going to just give you pelvic exams or something.
I'm of the opinion that soldiers should have nothing to do, even remotely, with anything that resembles health care.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, I got to go with you there.
If I go to the doctor's office for my routine examination, I don't expect to see military personnel stationed out front.
As a matter of fact, I would probably reschedule if I did.
As a matter of fact, I think I would just drive right on by.
You know, because people who have my best interests at heart don't really need to have the military there to do it, you know?
Welcome to the new normal.
Health officials.
I didn't like the old normal. I don't give a damn about the new normal. My new abnormal is just like the old abnormal. So if you don't like the new normal, come check out my old abnormal.
Health officials from the Biden administration announced in a press conference Friday that the Pentagon will deploy troops to help Americans get COVID-19 vaccines.
To help them get vaccines.
Coronavirus.
Like walk the old ladies across the street to do the...
Yeah, or like hold you down in case you have second thoughts. Or,
first thoughts. Or just thoughts any all. Thoughts of your own.
Hmm. Coronavirus senior advisor Andy Slavitt said that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin...
Yes. The virus has advisors?
The virus has advisors.
Why don't we find out who's advising the viruses and arrest them?
For sure.
I mean... Unless they're like double agents, they're advising the viruses to do foolish things.
Well,
anyway, go ahead.
Andy Slavitt, said that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved a request from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to expedite assistance. He's ordered the first contingent of more than 1,000 active duty military personnel to support state vaccination sites, Slavitt said. Part of this group will arrive in California in the next 10 days to begin operations there around February 15th.
There's a kid walking up to the hospital. He's got something. He's got something in a bundle at his belly. Shoot him.
Mm.
These are people, what, fresh out of Iraq?
Yeah, good question. Where are they coming from? Are these the guys that got called back from Afghanistan?
My first thought is, if you're going to use something that resembles military, what about the National Guard, right? Aren't they supposed to be like the domestic, right, folks, right? The National Guard, they're supposed to be the ones.
Well, the militia is really the group that would be cut out for, because National Guard is still select militia. There should only be enough of those train the militia in case of wartime.
In this particular situation, if I'm thinking like a statist and acting like a statist...
Well, then stop doing that. You shouldn't think like a statist, and you certainly shouldn't act like a statist.
But shouldn't they, rather than send 1,000 active military personnel, active duty military personnel, shouldn't this be like, hey, you know what, California, call up some of your National Guardsmen and help them, you know, put together these vaccination sites or something like that? Why
Maybe
does it have to be
battle-hardened veterans for this?
And that's the scary part.
That would
why do they feel that?
Why?
Exactly. Why do they feel that they need 1,000 active duty military personnel to support state vaccination sites?
Yeah, I mean,
why isn't this
no
something
one's asking that question
that police can do?
Train up a bunch. I mean, you can train a Navy corpsman in 90 days. You know, what would it take to train up somebody to work in a vaccination center? You know, all you do is stick the needle in. Over and over and over again.
Well, phlebotomy training, I think, is like 4 hours or something
I
like
love that.
That
word.
It's not a... It's not
phlebotomy?
A
lot. Can you say that on the radio?
I just did.
I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal phlebotomy. That's phlebotomy.
Yeah,
that
would be
Sorry
a brain hemorrhage, wouldn't it?
Frontal phlebotomy?
Yeah, phlebotomy is drawing blood.
That's correct. Yeah.
So, yeah, if they're drawing blood from your frontal lobe, that's a brain hemorrhage.
That's usually not where they do it.
Brilliant deduction, Watson.
It's true. It's true. They almost never give you a frontal phlebotomy.
These troops will head to 2 mass vaccination sites announced Wednesday by California Governor Gavin Newsom, catering to urban areas that have been particularly devastated by the pandemic. Newsom's mass vaccination site announcement followed President Joe Biden's push to set up 100 mass vaccination centers around the country this month.
I don't know. I'm not buying the claim that there are any areas that have been devastated by the pandemic.
Right.
I don't think that's true.
Don't you think we'd be getting, like, infuriated calls from people saying, oh my God, 22 people on my street died. What are you talking about? We don't get any of those calls. So maybe we're shadow banned. Maybe we're not really on the radio. But if we're really on the radio and there's really a country devastated out there, why haven't they called up and mentioned it?
You would think.
The only devastation going on is because of government regulations and governor's orders that are devastating the economy. So certainly I can believe that urban areas have been devastated economically by the government ridiculous rules that have been shoved down these poor business owners' throats and have resulted in all kinds of people losing their jobs. But I don't think that the troops can help that.
A 10% increase in the normal number of deaths is not going to be noticed. Normally 30 people die in your town. This year 33 died. Do you notice?
603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join the conversation. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you're helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.